This is an ABC 10 News update.
Hello, I'm Jim Patton with this ABC 10 News update. Residents of Carmel Valley filing a class action lawsuit against Republic Services stemming from the sanitation worker strike. They say that they were still charged for services even when trash was piling up outside their homes. Earlier this week, Chula Vista's city manager sent a letter to Republic Services requesting to schedule a meeting to discuss possible refunds. Republic Services has declined to comment on the lawsuit. Engineers are working on reducing the flow of a sewage leak from Mexico into the Tijuana River Valley. Mexican wastewater began flowing into the U.S. on January 7th. Engineers on both sides of the border, who are members of the International Boundary and Water Commission, say a damaged pipe along the border in Mexico is causing the overflow. In response, the commission has adjusted operations in Mexico and added more pumping capacity on the U.S. side. Well, round two of the Farmers Insurance Open is teeing off this morning at Torrey Pines. At the end of day one, Billy Horschel was at the top of the pack at 9 under par. San Diego native Xander Schauffele is 5 strokes behind him. Phil Mickelson, though, had a rough start. He is 4 over par. First tee time is at 9 this morning, and gates open at 8:30. Wind will not be a factor, you say?
Not today. That's right. Okay. So wind will be the big story as we head into tonight and tomorrow, especially the inland and the mountain areas as Santa Ana winds come on through. But if you are headed out to the Farmers Insurance Open today, we're going to see plenty of sunshine. So make sure you put that sunscreen on with temperatures in the 60s from about 11 a.m. through about 4 o'clock. So actually a really nice day there. 70s for our inland neighborhoods and in the deserts with 50s in the mountains. But a high wind warning begins at 10 p.m. for the inland and mountain areas. Lasts until overnight, basically Friday into early Saturday morning, 4 a.m. Saturday. We're looking at gusts up to 60 miles per hour for some of the windier spots. Could actually see a few isolated gusts stronger than that. Warmer days into the weekend, and then things cool off into next week. Jim?
Megan, thank you very much. And for the latest news, weather, and traffic, go to 10news.com or download our free 10 News app in your app store. For ABC 10 News, I'm Jim Patton.